This is Chris Tudor, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank. Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite show. And no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennis & State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us at Holton Boyd, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennis & State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. Here on a Friday night, phenomenal games that happened here this evening. District implications are on the line. Let's get you back to those scores. We're going right into your calls, Boz.
All right, Jake, we're starting to get some of these scores that are people are calling in, so thank you. You're getting us all caught up here. Let's go through what we've got. Lincoln, that's the new one that we just got last break. Lincoln was at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde takes care of business. They get the victory 44-22. Clifton Clyde improves to 4-1 on the season. Lincoln falls to 3-2. Still looking for Bennington at Washington County. We don't have that score yet. Hanover, they are victorious against Hanover West 48-0. Hanover improves to 3-2 on the season. And that's a three-game win streak for Hanover, so they're a hot team right now. Donovan West falls to 0-5. Blue Valley, they fall to Axville 68-0. That is a 30-game win streak, I believe, for 31, actually. Now.
Yeah, 31.
31-game win streak for Axville. They improved to 5-0 on the season. Blue Valley, they fall to 2-3. Frankfort, they get the win at Lynn 55-8. Frankfort, that's one of my teams we've talked about.
Dark Horse.
We're going to talk about a player on that team here in a little bit, putting up some big time numbers.
Yep,
but
yep.
Frankfort improves to 4-1. Lynn falls to 1-4. Mission Valley, they were at McLeod. McLeod gets a close win, 26-21. McLeod improves to 4-1 on the season. St. Mary's all over Valley Falls tonight, 60-8. St. Mary's improves to 2-3. Valley Falls, they fall to 1-4 on the season. Jeff County North got that score in. They took it to Oskaloosa tonight, 66-0. Jeff County, those are your dogs right there.
My team right there.
Yep, Jeff County, they improved to 5-0. Things are
figuring out.
They're going well for Jeff County North. Jackson Heights at Centralia, what we thought was going to be a pretty much an epic battle tonight. Centralia thought otherwise. They get the win 48-12. They improved to 5-0. Jackson Heights falls to 4-1.
Yep, and that was the game that we went to. We will talk more about that here in just a second, but Bosworth, let's see if I did break the phones or not.
Let's go.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and go. Caller on the line, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Courtney.
Yeah, hey, and, Courtney.
Hey, wow. I'm calling from Holton. I was at the Holton versus Roosevelt game tonight.
Okay.
I just want to give a shout out to Eli Hallauer. First time of the game, on kickoff, he returned it back for a touchdown. Super big to start off the game like that.
And it was homecoming tonight, wasn't it, Holton?
Yes. He also was a homecoming candidate.
All right. There you go. All right. Courtney, well, thanks for giving us a call. And, again, she's on the Giant Communications hotline. Courtney, appreciate you chiming in, and enjoy the rest of your night, and be sure to call us again in the future, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. That was Courtney from Holton, and she was watched the Holton-Roll Valley game on homecoming night, and they were able to get the win to the Wildcats, and big-time homecoming night tonight.
Well, Holton, they're on a little bit of a roll also. They lost the first two games of the season. They've come back with 3 in a row, so they improved to 3-0 or 3-2 on the season, but always nice to win that homecoming game. I got some other scores we can go through real quick. Riverside, they defeat Onega 32-6. Riverside improves to 2-3. Onega drops to 1-4 overall. Sacred Heart, they fall to Valley Heights 38-15. Valley Heights, another team we got to keep an eye on there. Valley Heights improves to 4-1. ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge, game we had talked about last week, is kind of some big implications for ACCHS. They take care of business tonight, 30-8 over Pleasant Ridge. They improved to 3-2 overall.
Big time win there for ACCHS. Kind of get back on that track. Once again, we're in Friday Night Highlights right now, presented by the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. We've got our next caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
All right, sir. Tell me, what's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Tim. I'm from Holton. I didn't know if anybody called in that. Holton started the homecoming game off with a 75-80-yard run from Eli Collar right up the middle for opening touchdown with 13 seconds.
Wow.
All right. Off the clock.
Big time start to that football game, huh, Tim?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else that you want to say about the game you saw tonight? Again, it was homecoming night for Holton taking on Roll Valley, and it kicked off the game with a kickoff return for a touchdown. Pretty exciting stuff there.
Right. Pretty exciting.
All right, Tim. Well, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to give us a shout next week, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. That was Tim from Holton. And so it's a fireworks down in Holton, I bought. That's 2 callers that we've had from the Holton area giving us that update from there.
It doesn't happen a whole lot. Opening play, the opening kickoff of the game, you get that return for a touchdown. And Eli Hallauer, great kid, able to return that back. Excited for him. And Holton, they end up winning their homecoming game 34-9.
Giant Communications Hotline still open for you, 785-547-3461. If you want to give us a shout and talk about the game that you were at, what was exciting about it? What started it off, like what we just heard from 2 different callers for the Holton game, a kickoff return for a touchdown. What happened in the game you were at tonight? Tell the folks at home what you witnessed from the stands. And, we're going to keep going here with our segment talking about the game that we went to tonight. That was between Jackson Heights and Centralia. That's phone number once again if you want to get on the air with us, 785-547-3461. But we were in Centralia tonight, Boz, and, the streak, I think, continues for our games of the week.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Here's the thing. We sit down and we kind of prep ahead of time and look at some of these games that are really big time on paper. Jackson Heights 4-0, Centralia 4-0, That's just a big time matchup, and it seems like it's been that way for the past several years. So
right.
That was supposed to be the one. Thought it would be a close game, but now we're sitting here looking at our overall total, 185-24 in the games that we have chosen.
That is through
differential.
What, 5 weeks?
Five weeks.
In 5 weeks, the games that we have chosen to go to, read that one more time.
185-24.
So if you hear that your game later on tonight is a potential for us next week, one team, just again, we're just going off of history at this point.
Yeah.
One team is going to play really well, and one team, not so much. And it's nothing that we're doing.
I mean, we're not bringing any bad
mojo. There's no wizardry going on here.
Yeah, it's just it's what it is. But that game tonight, I'm telling you, if you're listening, somebody from Centralia needs to call in.
Absolutely.
And tell us. There was a couple really big plays in this game that we'll probably get to here in a little bit. But if you're from Centralia, you got to call in and let everybody know what happened.
Some phenomenal things that happened in that game. Let's go into that game from our perspective a little bit. Again, we do this every single week. And shout out to Cole Oliver. If you go out to the Candleland Facebook page, Care Country, go to the Candleland Facebook page and check out the picture of Cole Oliver, the winner of this week's contest. He walked up to his boss pretty early when we walked in and said, "Hey, Jake," and that must be Boz.
Yeah.
"Is this your game this week?" And I was like, "Well, yeah." So they want a $50 gift card here tonight. And next week, I already know what our prize is going to be. So early preparation for you is going to be a Wholehearted Farms gift card, $50 for that. Wholehearted Farms, a great place for you to get, whether it's meat, different, if you want a quarter of beef, half beef, whole beef, or buy it retail, Wholehearted Farms is where you want to buy that from. They're going to be giving up a $50 gift card next week for whoever finds us, and we'll give you those game options here in a little bit. It was great for me personally tonight, you know, obviously going to Centralia and Jackson Heights game. I actually got to sit by my family
the entire game.
That was awesome. Got to hang out with my niece and my three nephews, my sister and brother-in-law. They were cheering on the Panthers here. The evening. Remember, Boz, we always sit on the home team side.
Always.
No matter what. And I'm always supporting my Ravens gear. And Boz is supporting his North Dakota gear. Dakota?
Yeah, I heard it.
I want to make sure you got that. that winner, actually, tonight, he was decked out in Cincinnati Bengals gear.
Yeah.
That was comical to me.
Well, and he was about ready to throw up on your Ravens stuff.
Well, we beat him already once this year, so shout out Cole Oliver on that. But anyway, details inside the game. Jackson Heights gets the opening kickoff. They go for it on a fourth down at midfield, and they don't get it. Centralia takes that momentum from that stop right there, goes in and scores, and at that point it just looked like, okay, this game might get away quickly.
Yeah, and here's what happened. Jackson Heights, when they first took that opening kickoff, they were moving the ball. They were kind of little 3-4 yard runs, but they were moving down the field. They got to the Centralia 47-yard line. Centralia stopped them on third down. It was a short 4th-and-1. Centralia gets the stop, turns Jackson Heights over on downs, and then Centralia, they turn right around immediately, maybe third, fourth play of that drive. 31-yard touchdown run by Maverick Becker. I'm going to probably talk about his name quite a bit tonight. Maverick Becker, he was sensational tonight. They made the two-point conversion. It was 8-0 with 6:35 left in the first quarter. Jackson Heights on the second possession. At this point, you're thinking,
All right,
Jackson Heights,
they've got to
make sure they, you know, at least march down the field, put together a good drive. Same thing happens, though, on Jackson Heights' second possession. Turnover on downs at the Centralia 42-yard line. Centralia takes the next possession, 43-yard touchdown pass to Maverick Becker. and here's the thing. These weren't easy runs. The touchdown run, Maverick Becker, it was a kind of a sweep play to the left sideline. He cuts it back all the way across the field, outruns everybody to the end zone. That kid's got some speed.
I mean, it looked like backyard football. Right there.
Yeah.
Maverick Becker, all the blockers going to his left, following his blockers, and then something just takes over. His vision, I almost said court vision, but his gridiron vision, and he sees that opening on the right side. I bet that 43-yard touchdown run for him, was it 43 yards, the first one?
The 31 on the
31. I bet he probably ran closer to 80 yards total on that.
He ran a long ways, that's for sure. And he broke tackles, he shedded tackles. I mean, it was a really nice run, but then he, you know, that next possession for Centralia, he follows it up with a 30-yard or 43-yard touchdown. It was just a little quick out.
Yeah.
Made guys miss and sprinted everybody to the end zone. So that's kind of how the game started. It was 16-0 at the end of the first quarter. Jackson Heights They got a touchdown from Drake Mellies, a one-yard touchdown run.
Yep.
8 minutes left in the second quarter. So, you know, right now it's still at 16-6.
Yeah.
Jackson Heights is in the game. Centralia, they end up, they fumbled the ball. Looked like they were going to punch one in. Jackson Heights gets a fumble on their 10-yard line. Okay, now that's the momentum swing we were thinking might happen. Jackson Heights couldn't do anything with it. And then here was really what I felt like was a big-time turning point in this game. Jackson Heights, they had the ball on their own 14-yard line.
Right.
Fourth down.
Yeah.
Fourth and three, I believe, and they went for it.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it. Centralia stopped them. So now Centralia's got the ball, 14-yard line, they punch it in.
Yeah.
That was something you're looking at. 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
If they punt that ball away, now maybe Centralia has to go 50, 60 yards.
At that point, it was 22-6.
Yep.
And then Jack Knights gets the football back again. This time, they go backwards. They have to end up punting the football. And the punt was a great punt.
Yeah, really good punt.
But you had Quentin Aldifer, who returned it after a 52-yard boot from the punter, and returns it, I don't know, 40-yard line, 45-ish, and Centralia able to march down the field in a matter of 52 seconds. And they end up scoring. Bob, how much time was left on the clock when they punched that touchdown in?
3 seconds. It was as time expired, but there was 3 seconds when
the play started, and they were able to get
18-yard touchdown pass to, again, Maverick Becker.
No.
And here's the crazy part. An inside screen, catches it in the middle of the field, makes his way down. There's lineman out ahead of him on a screen pass. But he takes a couple hits. He bounces off of him. Just incredible determination. Gets in the end zone as time expires. And that was it. It was 28-6 at the end of the second quarter.
Well, I'm telling you, where we were sitting at, the entire stadium stood up, and it looked like he was going to step out of bounds, but he was able to toe-tap down the sideline, get that touchdown. And at that point, it was just, oh, my goodness, Maverick Becker, A, is legit. But B, Centralia came to play tonight.
They did. And you know, you kind of look at some of these guys on Centralia's team. Their quarterback, Jacob Flinney, he was really, really good tonight. He ran the ball. I don't have stats on yardage, but he ran really hard, got a lot of yards.
Spinnerback, dude.
Yeah, they run a play, quarterback fakes both ways, turns around, takes it right up the middle. You don't see that very often.
Right.
Was able to gain big chunk plays with that. Obviously, Maverick Becker, right now we know, don't have exact stats, but he was 200-plus yards and four touchdowns.
Phenomenal.
Overall offense. So, yeah, really, really good.
It has a team over 450 yards of total offense tonight for Centralia. And Centralia Panthers are legit. And if there was ever any question about that, I think tonight was a big statement-style win for them, don't you think?
I do. I mean, Centralia pretty much said tonight, okay, we're playing Jackson Heights, they're undefeated, we're undefeated as well, we're going to continue rolling, we're taking care of business and moving on down the line. You know, back to some of these guys on Centralia's team, I mean, they've got a line, not terribly big, but the linemen make things happen in that run game. Ben Haverkamp, Will Steinlogge, Colton Slater, Mason Stahlbomber, the center, Brett Heidemann on the line, those guys... They're not overly big, but they are really—they're strong. They do a nice job of getting a hat on a hat, getting the blocks, and letting these guys find the gaps and make big runs.
Just a great game tonight for the Centralia Panther fan base and for that team, for Coach Roger Holthouse. On the opposite side of that, a Jackson Heights team that, again, this was an opportunity for them to kind of assert themselves in this district. Now, we're going to get over this or go through this a little bit later on in the show, but with district games, a win in district means just a little bit more, and a loss means just a little bit more.
Well, you got to fight a little bit harder, and the next games you play become that much more important, and really what happens, the pressure mounts on you. You know, if you go ahead and you win your first two or three games, then if you happen to lose, it doesn't hurt as much because you've already set yourself up to move into the playoffs. If you lose those games, now you're going to the next several ones saying, hey, we have to get a win here. And that's an incredible amount of pressure, knowing you go into that game thinking, hey, we've got to get this win. And, you know, if you're Jackson Heights, here's my thought on that. Jackson Heights, I kind of noticed this last week. We saw them at Riverside, and they were at home against Riverside.
Yeah.
Big game for them, awfully amped up to start the game out. They fumbled the ball in their first two possessions last week. Tonight, kind of the same deal. They did move the ball a little bit, but they got to those third and short, had a couple penalties, backed them up, that killed them. Fourth and short, couldn't convert. So the beginnings of these games, the first 5-6 minutes of the first quarter, hasn't probably been what they have expected. But here's the thing. It doesn't, this loss tonight, it doesn't determine your season.
Right.
You know, it's a loss. You're still a really good football team at 4-1.
Right.
It just maybe changes your perspective on how you move through from now.
The rest of district play, a lot to get to yet here tonight on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Plenty more to get to. We got more recaps for you from tonight's games. A look ahead at the district. What does the wins and losses mean tonight?
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected with what's most important.
We are truly caring about service.
This is Mark Scott, Regional Market President for Rudolph County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending department of Post Syndicate. In Yuma County, the biggest thing we do is ag lending. People want to come to us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me, direct financing your farm.
The machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now. Prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the field. Bruna Implement, your case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, only at 7% of the population, ready to buy in Humboldt, Nebraska. And when that comes, the chicken is used. As your retired solution can help you find a special and or look at the retired money, dealing time at the very best selection of Radman or computer. Call me at 365-364-0002. Stop by one of our three locations of Castle Square, which is in the
American Chatter Mutual Insurance Company, Company 6000 Med, Palmer, Boston, Wisconsin.
I also want to remind you
on your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by Center Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items on their menu and you can eat them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Hop into your favorite finger ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone or one of your favorite sandwich like Big Mac on your way to the game or on the ride home from the game. Stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone, or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
School is back in session.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
What's most important is more than your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected, but what's most important is 1955.
This is Dick Gauntlet, Regional Market President for Yuma.
All right, we're back, and thanks to those who called in on the Giant Communications hotline at 785-547-461. Giant Communications, when you need fast, reliable internet, don't look anywhere else. Just contact them. Visit their website at giantcomm.net. Enter your address and see how they can serve your area for home or business purposes. Giant Communications, the most reliable internet in Northeast Kansas. Well, we've got more things to get to. Look at Chiropractic Game Balls coming up here in just a little bit. We need some nominees, Bob, and you can contact us on that Giant Communications hotline, which once again is 785-547-3461. Give us your nomination, because right now we just have one. We've got Maverick Becker from Centralia. And if nobody else calls or gives us any more nominees, Maverick Becker's going to have an easy W tonight, son.
Yeah, when we did get some final stats, we mentioned he was well over 200-plus yards total offense. So he ended up the night with 100 rushing yards, 104 receiving yards, and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So well-deserving for the game ball nominee right there. But we need some more to go with him.
We need to figure out who else. What else? Come on now. We need some more nominees for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball here this evening. How about we go through the scores once again, Buzz?
All right, Jake, here's what we got. Clifton Clyde, they take care of business tonight at against Lincoln, 44-22. Here's a score we still need. Bennington at Washington County. We don't have that one. That is for... Yeah, we need
district,
to know district yes. stuff. Hanover, they get the win against Donovan West, 48-0. So all over Blue Valley tonight, 68-0. Frankfort, they take it to Lynn, 55-8. McClouch, they get a win, a good win, 26-21 over Mission Valley. Mission Valley was 2-2, so good, you know, not a bad football team. McClouch, though, they've got some things going well. They improved to 4-1 on the season. St. Mary's, they defeat Valley Falls, 62-8. Jeff County North, another team we've been talking about, 66-0 over Oskaloosa. Jackson Heights, they fall to Centralia, 48-12. Riverside, they get the victory over Onega, 32-6. Valley Heights, 38. Sacred Heart, 15. KCCHS, they get the win at Pleasant Ridge, 30-8.
That's a big-time score right there. And the reason why, we'll get to it here in a little bit, but KCCHS needed to get back on the winning track. They want to stay alive in this district. And they do so against a really, really good Pleasant Ridge team that was sitting atop of the district going into the night.
Yeah, things are going to shift a little bit after this, and it's going to get a little clogged up at the top of that district. Moving on, we've got Sabetha, 27. They get the win over Riley County, 27-6. Minneapolis at Horton. We do not have that score either. Perry LeCompton at Hayden. That was one we were wanting, and it was a close game at halftime. If I remember right, 13-14-0 at half. Hayden ends up beating Perry Compton 27-0. It's still a loss, and you don't like that if you're Perry Compton, but it sounds like that game was very competitive and against a really good, now 5-0 Hayden team. Holton, they get the win against Royal Valley 34-9. Rock Creek, here's another one for the district stuff. Marysville, they were on a 2-game win streak, so Rock Creek, they get the win tonight 30-21. That's a big game, big win for Rock Creek. Concordia, they get the win 49-0 over Hiawatha. And Troy, they defeat Mar Hill Mount Academy 60-14. Troy needing to get things back on track as well. They improved to 2-3 with that win. Nemaha Central, they get the victory over Jeff West 46-0. Nemaha Central, defending state champs in Class 2A, they are just trucking right along. They move to 5-0 on the season. And Atchison, another team that is just flat rolling. They improved to 5-0 tonight with a 55-12 win over KC Washington.
Man, the Phoenix, dude. I'm telling you, the Phoenix. We're looking for the Phoenix. I mean, again, Care Country, I know you can hear me. The Phoenix, I look out.
That's a 5-0 team. Brag about them.
4-5-0 team that has the makings of making a run.
Yeah.
I mean, don't look at their schedule. Don't look. I mean, it's all about what's happening on the field. And we're going to get to a fun segment that we're doing this week, talking about all state leaders in certain categories. The Phoenix have a few that are leading all classifications, or they're in the rankings of the all classification for yardage. And that's impressive. We got another Lucre Chiropractic Game Ball nominee that just came in, Buzz.
We got
Eli Hallauer from Holton. Caller calls in and says that I want him on there because he had the opening touchdown, which we had two different callers call in and tell us about as a highlight of their night during the Friday night highlight segment. And he said he had a great night running the ball from the quarterback position, had some phenomenal passes, but just off the fingertips of his receivers, but he said he just played the game really well from the quarterback position. So Eli Hallauer on the list now.
That's not bad at all. Here, and here's the thing, too. It's kind of just hit me. If you're a fan listening on your way home, you may not know exact stats. And that's okay.
That's fine.
It's perfectly fine. Give us a call like Eli. We don't know exactly what the numbers look like. But
he had a good game.
He had a great game.
That's all that matters.
Kick return, touchdown.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, yeah, call and let us know.
I mean, ultimately, this whole segment, thanks to Dr. Brett Luker at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sebastopol, is just to get kids' names on the radio.
Yeah.
You know?
Give them some love.
Give the kids a little bit of love. Throw their name out there. Hey, I think you had a great game tonight. And it doesn't matter. Mom, Dad, call and brag on your kids.
Now's the time.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care. You've gone through it with three of your kids.
Yeah.
Yep. Would you have called in the past?
Well, so that's tough.
Yeah.
I would have, but I was coaching some of the time, too.
You were so coaching? You were broadcasting stuff?
Broadcasting with you, yeah. So that's
yeah.
weird. But here's the thing. You don't have to tell us who your name is, either. You don't have to say it's your son. Just shoot.
Yeah. Bill, Bob, just, you know, whatever. All right. So we got need some more nominees. Again, the Giant Communications Hotline at 785-547-3461. Give us a call. Give us somebody that had a great night tonight. Hiawatha and Corey DeBoz was a Week 5 matchup that we had dubbed as a key matchup for us to look at here this evening, just because that contest is going to determine really kind of the trajectory of who's going to make the playoffs from this district, because both Hiawatha and Concordia in the bottom of that district in Class 3A. Hiawatha won the opening game of the year, lost a couple. Or a couple three in a row now, and they've taken on a Concordia team that hadn't won a game yet this year.
Yep.
Tonight, though, Concordia gets the win over Hiawatha, gets their first district win. Hiawatha still seeking for their first one.
Yeah, that is tough for them, because that's the game, I think, when you look at the records, you bring them, you know, Concordia's traveling to Hiawatha, you say, okay, this is a game we can get out here and we can get a win. And, you know, it's one thing we've talked about Hiawatha, they've just been bitten by the injury bug on that squad for seems like several years in a row, so they're not playing with probably their full capabilities, but they dropped that game tonight 49-0, so not one that, you know, it's just tough with the district seedings. I mean, like you said, if the team that wins that game, they probably are going to guarantee themselves a playoff spot.
All right, yeah, so we need some more Luker Chiropractic nominees, but let's go back into our Week 5 key matches. The other one, we obviously talked about Jackson Heights Centralia already, but ACCHS at P Ridge was a big-time matchup because, you know, again, it was the ACCHS that the Tigers are trying. That was a terrible one.
It was. Let's do that again. Don't do that again.
The Tigers. That's better. ACCHS, they get a big-time win in their districts, able to get off that losing streak and get into the win column in district play. They do so against Pleasant Ridge, and now it kind of opens up that district a little bit from top to bottom.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see here in the coming weeks how that plays out, but you're right. You got a little bit of a logjam now within that district, and you know, it's not, again, you move into district play this early, you're in the first two games of districts, it's not a must-win situation, but you set yourself up pretty nicely if you're sitting at the top of that district, because you got to remember, when you move into playoffs, they're going to give you seeds based on where you finished within that district. So obviously, if you're at the top of the district, your matchup probably going to be a little bit better as you move into that first round of playoffs. So it's going to be ACCHS. They have been rolling for several years in a row. They hadn't lost a league game in 2 years. They struggled early on. The very first game that we went to against Jeff County North, that was one where Jeff County North they said, hey, we're the real deal this year, and we're going to take it to them. So ACCHS trying to bounce back from that a little bit, and you know, they're taking care of business right now.
All right, so another nominee comes through on the board here, Boz, is Valley Heights, Jaden DeWalt. Jaden had a kick return for a touchdown. There's a theme going on here this evening. Had a kick return for a touchdown, had two rushing touchdowns, a couple hundred yards in total offense responsible for. So another nominee for Luker Chiropractic and Game Ball for this evening, Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights. All right, so we're going to go into our next segment after this upcoming break, as we will have recaps from the games in our area here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, get close to looking at Week 6, and also talk about what's going on in district play. It's all coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community
National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Find out more about the Debit for a Difference program for Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties by contacting the Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications.
Experience the freedom
of online
connections.
Its clean nature minimizes emissions and can be green and clean. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BC Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experience. To learn more about how we can help you enjoy a great outdoor.
Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We have essential high-speed internet for your work, entertainment, and stay connected with loved ones. But that's what it is to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows. And no more video game lag. Join thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important.
Hello, my name is Sarah Luer, and I am a certified health coach at Lucert Care Practice and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lucert Care Practice and Wellness in Sebesta at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sebastopol. And in Nemaha County, the biggest thing we do is ag lending. People want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bank High School Scoreboard Show rolls on here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Buzz. Hey, everybody, I'm Jake. That's Buzz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're about to get some recaps going for you here in a second. Then we'll go right into district action. What these scores that Buzz is about to read off, how important were they? Well, we're going to tell you how that adjusts with the district action and how the standings are going to start looking here in district play. Buzz, what kind of scores we got for tonight?
All right, let's start this out. Clifton Clyde gets the win against Lincoln, 44-22. Bennington, they are victorious over Washington County, 16-0. Hanover, they defeat Donovan West 48-0. Haxville, all over Blue Valley tonight, 68-0. Frankfort, they take it to Lynn 25-8. McLeod gets the win over Mission Valley 26-21. St. Mary's, they were at Valley Falls. They get the win 60-8. Jeff County North, got all over Oskaloosa tonight, 66-0. Centralia, they defeated Jackson Heights 48-12. Riverside gets the win against Onega 32-6. Valley Heights, they're victorious against Sacred Heart 38-15. Atchison County gets the win 30-8 over Pleasant Ridge. Sabetha, this was actually a big time game for Sabetha. We talked about some of the district stuff. Sabetha gets that win 27-6 over Riley County. Minneapolis, they defeat Horton 49-0. Perry LeCompton, they fall to Hayden 27-0. Hilton gets the win against Royal Valley 34-9. Rock Creek, they come out on top of Marysville 30-21. Another big game with district stuff on the line. Concordia, they win at Hiawatha 49-0. Troy gets the victory against Mar Hill Mountain Academy 60-14. Nemaha Central, they take it to Jeff West tonight 46-0. And Atchison, the Phoenix, 55-12 over KC Washington.
Phoenix are flying high right now, my friend.
Yeah, they are.
So no scores that we're still needing.
Nope, that's it. We got all of them.
Got everybody. So thank you, thank you, thank you to those that gave us scores so we can get that to you, the folks at home. Again, you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I have a couple recaps to get to you here. He talked about it, Boz. Our game of the week this week was Jackson Heights at Centralia. Jared Sleppy on 92.1K MZA had the call. He was joined by Crendon Prophet from the Cobra Channel here this evening. Centralia taking a stranglehold on that district.
Centralia took it to Jackson Heights tonight. Final score was 48-12 here on homecoming, Centralia's first home game since September the 1st in week one. Maverick Becker got the first score of the game, his first of four touchdowns on the day, a 31-yard rushing touchdown, but halfway through the first quarter. He would then get another one after a turnover on down, this one over the air, a 34-yard touchdown on a pass from Jacob Plenty, the junior quarterback, to make it 16-0. Then Jackson Heights was able to score on a 1-yard rushing touchdown from Drake Kelly to make it 16-6. And then after that, Centralia fumbled with 4:23 left to go in the second quarter. It looked like the Cobras were trying to get a comeback going, but from their own 16, they went for a fourth down. They were unable to convert. Centralia got the ball right back. They scored to make it 22-6. And then they got the ball back again before the half and scored on a 28-yard screen pass to Maverick Becker for his third touchdown of the half to make it 28-6 right as the time expired. Centralia got the first score of the second half to make it 34-6. And then disaster would strike for the Panthers. An unfortunate injury to quarterback Jacob Flinty with around 10 minutes left to go after he ran for a 21-yard run down the left side. Freshman Quinn Altifer came in the game for the Panthers at quarterback. He led the team to a pair of touchdowns, one from Maverick Becker for his fourth of the day, and then Reese Tanking had a 23-yard rushing touchdown after Henry Heideman recovered a fumble on a kickoff. Jackson Heights' Drake Mellies wasn't done, though, as he had a 73-yard rushing touchdown down the sideline to help his day out as he finished with over 125 yards on the ground with his pair of rushing touchdowns. Maverick Becker, four touchdowns on the day, over 100 yards rushing and receiving. And as for Jacob Plenty, before he left the game, he had over 100 yards passing and had 95 yards and a rushing touchdown on the ground. So once again, your final score here from Centralia, 48-12. Panthers win it. I'm Jared Sluffy for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Jared, thank you so much for that recap. Again, Centralia now, God, I mean, again, 3-0 in the district now, and they're looking good in Class 1A in that district. How about we go out east? Mr. Tom Couch at Mar Hill Mountain Academy hosting Troy, and Troy, man, they came out the gates firing, and they didn't stop till the game was over.
It was not a conference game. It wasn't even a district game played in Atchison, Kansas tonight at Guy Valley Field. But Mar Hill Mountain Academy entertained the Troy Trojans, and Troy was dominant in a 60-14 win. In fact, the Trojans scored on 7 of their first key possessions in the game. They were led by quarterback Gannon Bowe. Fantastic night with 5 TD passes. Logan Blevins, running back, had 3 touchdown receptions of 40, 47, 38 yards. Jackson Hartman for the Trojans scored twice, a 50-yard run and a 17-yard reception. For the Ravens, their pair of scores came first on a 3-yard Luke Siebert run. The quarterback went in, and then Thomas Bose checked in a quarterback. Siebert went to a wide receiver and caught the 2-point conversion. And the final Ravens score was on a 40-yard stupid score by Christian Rodriguez, and the Ravens completed their scoring. Next week, MHMA travel across the county. They're playing at ACCHS. For the Trojans, it's a trip out west. they'll be at Jackson Heights. But again, and Atchison, of Kansas, it was all Troy. Trojan 60, Fordham Mount Academy 14. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Tom. And again, Troy with the win there over Marshall Mount Academy. And they will take on the Trojans, Will Jackson Heights, in a big-time district game in Class 1A next week. Mar Hill will be taking on ACCHS in a big district game. That'll be next Friday night. Now, the game of the week on KNDA had Brandon Tadman hanging out with the Sabetha Blue Jays, taking on the Riley County Falcons. You heard that right here on night on 103.9 FM KNDA. Brandon has a recap of what happened tonight with the Jays and the Falcons.
Class 2A District 4 matchup on Friday night between the Mid-East League and the Big 7 as the Sabetha Blue Jays were hosting the Riley County Falcons. And number 2 in 2A, Sabetha got it done. 27-6 the final score, but certainly some key plays in this game. First quarter, it was a mix of punts and turnover on downs. Both offenses really nowhere to go in the first period. Riley County's third possession of the game, they had 4th and 10 at the Sabetha 30, and what would have been a touchdown drop near the end zone, again, resulted in a turnover on downs. Then Sabetha took a 69-yard drive into the second quarter. Got the first touchdown run by Chase Fry, made it 7-0. And after a Riley County punt, Blue Jays, another 80-yard drive, took nearly 8 minutes off the clock. A 4-yard run by Colin Middle, made it 14-0, and that was the score at the half. Sabetha got the ball to start the second half, and a 28-yard touchdown run on 4th and 4 by Aiden Lang capped off a short touchdown drive of 55 yards and 3.5 minutes off the clock, made it 20-0 at that point. Sabetha, that would be the score going into the fourth quarter. Riley County would throw an interception. Marcus Bauman, an interception early on in that period. Riley County, they did not give up. They put some yards together. Eli Harmison, a late touchdown run. The junior quarterback for the Falcons made it 20-6, and their onside kick unsuccessful. And Sabetha added one more touchdown in the final few minutes as Mitchell Kramer found Marcus Bauman for a 13-yard connection. 27-6, the final score against Sabetha getting the win. Total yards in the game, Sabetha 347, Riley County 242. Sabetha's rushing yards, 279. They averaged 5 yards per carry. They held the Falcons to just 17 carries for 14 yards. And the passing numbers, Riley County threw for 235 yards compared to 68 yards for the Blue Jays. Very impressed tonight with junior quarterback Eli Harmison for the Falcons. He went 22 of 45 for 235 yards. He did throw an interception, also had 11 rushing yards and the lone touchdown for Riley County. Again, the rushing numbers, about 280, 5 yards per carry for the Blue Jays, 24 carries, 116 yards, and a touchdown for Colin Middle after he went for a 175 and a score at Minneapolis the week prior. Chase Fry also finding the end zone, 18 carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown. Number 2 ranks Sabetha now 5-0. And they will be back at home next week with a matchup against Riverside. The Riley County Falcons, they return home for a district matchup. They will host Horton. And homecoming night, the final score from Sabetha. Blue Jays win over Riley County, 27-6. I'm Brandon Tadman for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much for that. Sabetha beating Riley County here tonight. Over to Seth Tolleson, the Red Hawk Channel, as Concordia came over to Hiawatha to take on the Red Hawks in a battle of in the Class 3A District 5. And Seth, what went down over in Hiawatha here tonight?
It was homecoming night tonight here at Memorial Stadium in Hiawatha as the Red Hawks hosted the Panthers of Concordia. It was Hiawatha coming into tonight with a 1-3 record, while Concordia sitting at 0-4. Hiawatha looking for an opportunity to get a win in district play here this season. Unfortunately for the Red Hawks, despite the starting quarterback for the Panthers being out, for the freshman quarterback for Concordia was able to run all over the field as he was able to get in the end zone 3 times, as it was Blotlinger. He had a total of 3 touchdowns, as it was also 3 touchdowns as well for Mason Eichmann, as it was a final score of 49-0. Concordia only turning over the ball on downs once in the entire game, and for Hiawatha on offense, struggling to get the running game going, and passing-wise, they had 2 first downs in the first half, but also 3 interceptions, and Hiawatha was kept scoreless as well in the second half. Again, your final score is Concordia getting the win, 49-0 over Hiawatha. Concordia next week on the road as they take on Clay Center, and for Hiawatha, they will be on the road as well in district play when they take on Rock Creek. Your final from Memorial Stadium in Hiawatha, it is Concordia 49, Hiawatha 0. I'm Seth Tollison reporting for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, Seth, thank you so much for that update and recap of Hiawatha Concordia. And our final recap of the night comes from Holton, as it was not only homecoming in Hiawatha, man, it was homecoming, Bob, in a lot of different areas.
Oh, all over the place tonight.
I mean, homecoming is always, you know, that kind of a feel as a coach. You're like, boys, stay focused, right?
It's just distraction, really.
A lot of things going on.
From a coach's perspective, it's a distraction, but if you prepare well during the week, you can get through that, and you'll be fine.
What's the phrase? Preparing to fail? No. Failure to prepare is what?
I don't know. I don't even know what
it is. To prepare to fail. Come on, it's just the same thing backwards.
Okay.
You say it to me all the time. All right, we're going to go to our final recap of the night. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking had the call for Holton at home against Royal Valley in homecoming here this evening, and there was already some information given to us that apparently Eli Hollauer, quarterback for Holton, had a great night. Let's hear from Justin.
The Holton Wildcats won their third straight game, improving to 2-0 in district play and defeating Royal Valley, their county rival, for the 28th straight time by a final score of 34-9. From the opening kickoff, it was Eli Hollauer returning it 90 yards for a touchdown to give Holton the early 7-0 lead. However, Royal Valley would respond with a 14-play, 6.5-minute drive, but settled for a 33-yard field goal by Tyson Parks to make it 7-3 at the end of one quarter. Holton scored twice in the second quarter, a 20-yard touchdown run by Tyler Jackson and a 4-yard TD run by Kel Frazier. Royal Valley had just one first down in the second quarter and were trailing Holton 21-3 at halftime. Panthers went for it twice on fourth down and short deep in their own territory. Both times stopped in the backfield, as it was Dalton Roush and Bodie Dillon that made tackles for losses for Holton Wildcats, giving them a short 32-yard field and another short 36-yard field, both of which they turned into touchdown runs, a 26-yarder by Abbott Humley and a 30-yard touchdown run by Andrew Shoup. Holton rolling 34-3 into the fourth quarter. Royal Valley went on a final drive, going 14 plays and 79 yards to get their lone touchdown of the night, a 1-yard run by quarterback Aiden McKenzie to make the final score 34-9. Holton ran for 328 yards. Kyler Jackson led the way with 104. Abbott Humley added 95 yards, while Andrew Shoup, Caleb Schermock, and Kel Frazier all had over 45 yards rushing, as Holton improved to 3-2 on the season. Royal Valley had just 164 yards of total offense. They were able to get nearly 60 on that deep second quarter drive that resulted in a field goal, and then 78 yards on the final drive. Pretty much resulted in all the offense for Royal Valley on the night. The Panthers dropped to 1-4. On the season, they were led by Jackson Stevens with 45 yards rushing. Again, the final score, Holton 34, Royal Valley 9. Holton final non-district game, home against Rossville next week. Royal Valley has a district home game against Topeka Hayden. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you so much for that. And you heard the team that's coming up pretty soon for Holton, and that was Topeka Hayden. We're going to break down districts after this next break here in just a little bit, aren't we, Bob?
Yeah, there's some stuff we got to talk about.
Big-time district action. Those are all the recaps. Again, you can always go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, select KMZA, KMZA, KAIR, KLZA, KTSC, or you can select either of our channels, Holton Channel, Cobra Channel, Tabitha Channel, or the Red Hawk Channel, and always get some action. Bob's 9 different platforms you can catch a Friday night game.
Lots of games to choose from.
Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. All right, we are going to go to our next break. When we come back, we've got a look at week 6. We've also got a Luka Chiropractic game ball to give away, and we're going to talk more in depth about what district action is going to look like. It's all coming up next on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSB Sports Radio Network.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows. No more video
life changes.
Join the family.
Satisfied
customers.
Predicting the unexpected. and life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. When it comes to the financial goals, online philosophy is don't predict.
Edward Jones, you know that job loss, change to health, or loss of love is what can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life.
Learn more about myself, Jeff Russell, and Smith, Shannon Wright, and Holden, from Brad Edwards, and Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, making sense of the best
I'm looking at all the cool fighters most to you, even when nothing's there. This is Brad Norton. Call me at 775-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Norton at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Golden Square or to Tokyo today.
American Factory of the Bicycle is right in your factory train. They're talking about solutions.
Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatment, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products.
Farmers, adjuvants, bioscience products,
thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Goodbye, slow internet. And hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Mitch Ottman, Regional Market President of Remark County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is lending departments in both Seneca and Sabatha. And in Remark County, the biggest thing we do is ag lending. People want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSP Sports Radio Network.
Well, thanks, Dorsey, and yes, you are listening to the MSP Sports Radio Network, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Special shout out to Kurt Tillman, Ray Penning, and Seth Tolleson hanging out with us here in the studios, making sure all of our scores are getting in from all of you callers. When you call in, those are the guys helping answer the phones, getting us updated scores, making sure breaks are playing appropriately. It takes a village, not only to raise kids, Boz, but to help us out too. You know,
we're kind of like kids, so we need all help.
Come on
we can
now.
Get.
All right. Hey, let's briefly go through scores one final time for this evening, and then we've got a lot still yet to get to, so don't go anywhere. If you're still just sitting in your car, we don't want carbon monoxide issues, so just go ahead and turn the vehicle off, go inside, and go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select one of the radio stations, either KNCA, KMCA, or KAIR, or just have your Alexa device, Bob. Just say, hey, Alexa, play KNCA. You'll get us right there, too.
All right, let's run down through the scores here. Clifton Clyde, they get the win against Lincoln 44-22. Bennington, they top Washington County 16-0. Hanover gets the win against Donovan West 48-0. Axel, they take it to Blue Valley tonight 68-0. Frankfurt Also, they get all after Lynn 55-8. And McLeod gets a big win tonight over Mission Valley 26-21. St. Mary's 60-8 over Valley Falls tonight. Jeff County North 66-0 over Oskaloosa. Jackson Heights, they fall to Centralia 48-12. Onega, they come out on the wrong side against Riverside 32-6. Valley Heights victorious over Sacred Heart 38-15. Atchison County, they get the victory against Pleasant Ridge 30-8. Sabetha, they get the victory tonight over Riley County 27-6. Horton falls to Minneapolis 49-0. Fairleigh Compton, they fall to Hayden 27-0. Royal Valley, they are at Holton. Holton gets the win 34-9. Rock Creek, they get the victory over Marysville 30-21. Concordia, they took it to Hiawatha tonight 49-0. Troy gets the win against Morehill Mount Academy 60-14. Nemaha Central 46-0 over Jeff West. And last but not least, Atchison 55-12 over KC Washington.
I think from here on out, I'm going to get like a Phoenix screeching sound effect to just play every single time.
What would that, give me an example of what that
would
sound like.
Not happening.
No,
that's not going to happen.
A screech? Like, is it like an eagle?
Kind of like,
okay, all right.
that's what it's got to be. I'm getting a head nod from Seth, right? No. That was a head shake. That was not a nod. That was a shake. Here,
good try.
Tonight. Well, I mean, again, I'm not here to make sound effects.
Nope.
Okay. There are programs for that. I am not that program. We'll find one. All right, here again on this September 29th. Bob, it's cooling down outside now. It's only 77 outside.
It's not quite there yet.
We're getting there.
We'll
get to check your local forecast here in just a little bit from Weatherology. But as we're wrapping up our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, a massive segment of ours is always a concluding one. We'll get to the Luker Chiropractic Team Ball winner here in just a little bit. We'll look ahead at week number 6 here in just a little bit. But district play is so imperative right now and massive for what we have going on here in as we begin, district play for some teams started 2 weeks ago. Majority of everybody else started last week. There are still going to be some weeks where it's an off week, especially if you only have 5 teams in your district. Some teams have 6 in the district, so you play everybody from here on out. But district play, every win means a little bit more, and how you do it. It's almost like style points to the way that the college football playoff is, right? You got to win by at least 21 points. You're going to get maxed out of your point total of 21. If you lose by more than 21, that's a negative side of it. So it's really important not only your win to get wins, but to put some points up in point differential with your wins, right?
Well, that's a tough deal, in my opinion. You know, you want to get the win, but also you've got to make sure you win by 21. If something would happen throughout the districts and you end up in a tiebreak situation, those points are incredibly important. So, you know, it gets hard. You don't want to destroy your opponent. You want to be sportsmanlike and make sure you're doing the right thing, but you also got to keep that in the back of your mind. If you're a coach, you may not put in the freshmen in a district play late in the season. You might keep in some JV guys, make some substitutions, but that's always a fine line to walk.
So let's go right into our districts here for what we're going to be covering. Last week we started at 3A Bond, so we're going to start all the way at the bottom now, 8-man division number 2. And we've got a couple different districts that we are, or just one district, excuse me, that we're keeping our eyes on, an 8-man division 2. And this is one, Boz, that, my gosh, it is just, who's going to come out of this district as champion, and then who's going to be second, who's going to be third? That's what the race is right now. And District 3, 8-man division 2, Axel Frankfurt, Hanover, Blue Valley, Randolph, Lynn, and Donovan West sitting atop. Axel, with the 31-game winning streak still intact, 42 points because they've won both of their district games by at least 21 points. Frankfurt, in the same boat, 2-0 in district with 42 points. Hanover, they've now won 3 straight, and they are 2-0 in district play, 42 points for them. That district is one we're definitely keeping our eyes on.
Early in this season, kind of our preseason show, we mentioned Hanover. We talked about them. They have the tools, they have the pieces, but one thing we were really concerned about was how they would start off the season. They dropped the first 2 games, but then they got a big game win against Osborne. That kind of has propelled them. They're playing with a ton of confidence right now. Back in the win column with 3 wins, 2 losses, but they're 2-0 in districts, tied at the top now with Axel and Frankfurt. So that's big time for Hanover to get themselves in the mix at the top of the pile.
So that's 8-man division two. You know, again, you've got to always go, I think, right with the team that has been there, 2-time defending state champion in Axel. You know, they're the favorite to win this district, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Axel is just a machine right now. They're just clicking on all the cylinders, and really, they haven't been tested, I don't think, really, this season. You know, we went and watched them play against Clifton Clyde. We thought that was going to be a close game. Clifton Clyde's a really good football team sitting at the top of their district.
Yeah.
And they mercy ruled them.
Yeah.
I mean, Axel is just a really, really good football team. But here's something to keep in mind. Axel, Frankfort, Hanover, all at the top of that district at 2-0.
Okay.
Blue Valley Randolph, Lynn, Donovan West sitting at 0-2.
Yeah.
Four of these teams are going to move on. So if you're Donovan West,
yeah,
you're sitting down at the bottom, but you still got a chance to make playoffs.
Absolutely.
So you it's just important now. You're 0-2, but you got to go into these next weeks thinking, hey, we can still do this.
It's got to be a win. You got to find a way to get a win. If you're D-West, the Mustangs over there, again, in Donovan County, the Mustangs trying to find a way to get that victory. You got to get one. These teams are, you know, again, those three teams you're talking about, Lynn, Blue Valley, Randolph, and Donovan West, they're going to be still playing each other.
Yes,
but nobody's got a win yet.
Exactly.
So they will be going head-to-head in the final few weeks here of the regular season. Somebody's going to separate themselves of the three. Key West, Blue Valley, Randolph. I mean, those are the teams that you're looking at. Okay, who's going to make that push down the home stretch, right?
And that's going to be really interesting in the next couple of weeks as those teams play each other. They're battling for that last spot in the districts to make it into the playoffs.
All right, 8-man division number one. Clifton Clyde and Washington County are in this district. And Clifton Clyde, their only hiccup this year was against the aforementioned Axel Eagles. And they are 2-0 in their district, 42 points in their favor, 4-1 overall. Clifton Clyde continuing to take care of business, 8-man division one. El Saline, they had a tough battle tonight. As we were watching or keeping tabs on this, Lincoln, they fall tonight. They have 0 points. And so Washington County, you know, again, we talked about their score a little earlier tonight as well. And so Washington County, they're in the same boat. We just talked about the bottom three of 8-man division two with Axel, with Donovan West and Blue Valley Randolph. Washington County's just got to try and find a way to get a win against a Mankato Rock Hills or somebody.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you just have to find a way. You got to get one of those wins. And then you at least give yourself a chance. You take care. You don't want to wait and figure out what happens and who's the last team through a tiebreak or something like that. You want to make sure you go out and find a way to get that win.
All right, now we're going to go up to 1A, District 5. And this is an interesting district from my perspective because you've got a team in this district that has been around, met the test of time?
Sure.
Is that it?
That's work.
that works?
That
okay.
Works.
All right. Smith Center. Smith Center is in the same district as Valley Heights. Valley Heights takes care of business tonight. They're now 4-1 overall, 2-0 in the district, and have 42 district points. Smith Center played a non-district game tonight, so they're sitting there with just 2 district points. But they are 4-1 overall, 1-0 in the district. Wabunsee picked up a big win tonight. As they are 1-1 in district, but Bob, they've got 19 points in district. But again, this is where the points come in and it gets super confusing. But Wabunsee's got 19 points in the district, but they're sitting in third. Well, the reason why is because they're 1-1. Smith Center has not, they didn't play a district game tonight, so they're 1-0. And so again, record matters, head to head matters, and then you go to the points. So Wabunsee sitting in third in that district. Anything to stick out to you from that district?
Well, Valley Heights, I mean, they just have to continue to take care of what they can control, and that is every Friday night you go out, you get a win, you keep yourself at the top of that district.
All right, now we're going to go to 1A, District 3 and 4. Starting in District 3, Jefferson County North, my dark horse team, JCN, 2-0 now in district, 5-0 overall, and 42 perfect points for them. Here this year, as we head into week number 6 next week, St. Mary's, a team that was 0-3 to begin the year. Now they've won 2 straight in district play. They've got 42 points right behind JCN in perfect condition as district play. Mission Valley drops to third as they fall tonight to McLeod. This is where it gets a little bit interesting again because McLeod, they defeat Mission Valley. Mission Valley and McLeod are tied 1-1 win, 1 loss in this district, Foz. But McLeod, minus 16 in the point column.
Now that's a big head-to-head, though. McLeod, Mission Valley, they would win that head-to-head battle.
And then Oskaloosa Valley Falls, again, the top four make it through to the postseason. So right now, as it stands in the playoffs started today, Oskaloosa Valley Falls would not make the playoffs. McLeod, St. Mary's, Mission Valley, J.C., and all would from District 3. District 4, Centralia, Jackson Heights, Onaga, Riverside, and Troy. Centralia, perfect 3-0 in district play now, 5-0 overall with 42 points. Jackson Heights, 1-1 with 21 points in their district play, now 4-1 overall. And then Riverside got a big win tonight against Onaga, and so they are sitting in third now with minus 21 points for them in district play. Then it goes Troy and then Onaga again. Top four move on. And so Troy and Onaga try to battle it out to figure out who's going to get that first district win to make it into the postseason.
We'll touch on this here in a minute, but that's one of our key matchups next week. And really from the standpoint of Troy, Jackson Heights is playing Troy at Jackson Heights. This is a big game for Troy. It's going to be a bounce-back game for Jackson Heights after they lost tonight to Centralia. But yeah. Troy, same situation. They've got to find a way to pick up a win, get themselves to the top four spots.
Let's go to 2A now in District 3. Pleasant Ridge, even though they drop a game tonight, they fall now to 1-1 in district play. But Silver Lake, they are 1-0. They're the top of the district now at 5-1. They've got 21 points in their favor, sitting atop of that district. Atchison County, big time win for the Tigers tonight as they get to 1-1, have the head-to-head tiebreaker over Pleasant Ridge now. They're sitting in third place, and then Pleasant Ridge went from first spot all the way down to fourth in district play because of this one loss tonight. Again, a loss of the make-or-breaker season. It's massive how quickly these standings can shift. Marhill Mounts Academy, they did not play a district game tonight, but they sit still looking for that first district win. But that's the first district that everybody has a win except for one team as it sits right now.
Well, and you mentioned how quickly things can change. So, again, one loss doesn't define the rest of your season, but they kind of look at it this way. You lose that one game, you move on thinking, okay. We're all right.
Right.
Well, then you go in the next week. What if you lose that game? Now all of a sudden you're maybe 1-2, 0-2 in districts, and now the pressure mounts. You've got to get a win.
Now we go to District 4 in Class 2A. Sabatha, the Blue Jays, 2-0, perfect 2-0 record in district play. 42 points in the district action right now. 5-0 perfect season. They're sitting third in the state of Kansas Class 2A rankings. Number one in the class of 2A is the defending state champions, the Thunder. They rolled tonight. They improved to 5-0. It was a non-district game, 1-0. Check that. They won their first district game tonight. We're 1-0 in district. Minneapolis is sitting in third with a 3-2 overall record. They fell tonight to the Thunder. Valley County drops tonight to Sabatha. And then Horton still looking for that first win in district play. Then we go up to 3A, Boz. This is one that we've definitely been keeping our eyes on as well. District 4, Topeka Hayden, they win tonight, 2-0 in districts, 5-0 overall, 42 points in district. Now get this, Holton, they've won 3 in a row now, 3-2 overall, 2-0 in districts, have 41 team points. Again, it matters, not only when you win, but how much you win by.
Exactly.
And then Jeff West jumps Roll Valley and Perry. They're now in third right now with points. Still looking for a win in district. Perry LeCompton still looking for a win in district. They drop from fourth to fifth. Roll Valley slides from third to fourth in that district. And finally, District 5, Clay Center, non-district game tonight. They actually lose in that non-district game here this evening. Marysville, they lost tonight to Rock Creek. So Rock Creek and Marysville spot in that district. Rock Creek now in second. Marysville into third. And Concordia, with that win over Hiawatha, stays in the fourth spot. Hiawatha now 0-2 in district. They're looking for that first win in the district play. And again, it comes down to the top four teams go to the playoffs. Hiawatha trying to avoid that by picking up a win here down the road.
Yeah, and that is a really tough district. If you're Hiawatha sitting in there and you haven't got that first win of the districts, you're 1-4 overall, you feel like you've got a mountain to climb. But just remember, just get that win, get the first win in district play, then you can see what happens down the road.
All right, so that's kind of a quick look at our district for the night. And again, anything majorly stick out to you from those district games here for tonight?
No, I mean, it's really, things will start to separate, and we're seeing that a little bit right now. The top teams with perfect district records, those are the guys that are, you know, maybe the top two, top three spots starting to separate. Now you've got the bottom two or three that are fighting for that last playoff spot. And again, I've said it a lot of times, but pressure starts to mount. You've got to figure out a way to get the win.
Yeah, pressure starting to mount. You've got to find a way to get the win. And again, if you do get a win, find a way to get a little bit extra points, so get that point differential if you're able, because that is important when you're looking at the final standings in district play. This is the new segment that we were going to bring you here this evening with state leaders out of 351 Kansas State High School Activity Association schools in the state of Kansas. We have some local studs sticking out.
Yeah, we do.
So I'll go through passing. I'll let you go over rushing. But passing leaders in the state of Kansas. Well, you know, I'll let you have this first one. It's your dark horse.
It's my guy. So that's one thing early in this season. If you didn't catch the first couple shows, Jake and I talked about this. Teams to really be on the lookout for this year. And yep. I said Frankfort was a team that I was keeping my eye on. I felt like they had all the tools, all the pieces. Wes Anderson, sophomore quarterback for Frankfort, having a heck of a season. Through four games, he's got 941 passing yards. He ranks number 14 in all classes in Kansas.
Not just in 8-man?
Not just in 8-man. 8-man through 6A, this kid's on fire right now, ranks 14th overall, almost 1,000 passing yards. He keeps this going.
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking at close to a 2,000-yard passing season.
Incredible.
And that's incredible.
Incredible.
So, yeah, moving down the line, Atchison, Trey Carter, he's the senior. The Phoenix. I'm waiting for the... whatever it is. Yeah, he's having a heck of a season as well. He's got 782 passing yards, again, through four games. He ranks number 24 in all classes.
It's impressive.
Yep. Out of Oskaloosa, Coy Perry, senior, 520 passing yards. He ranks number 50 all classes. And then out of Moore Hill, Mount Academy, Luke Siebert, he's a junior. He ranks number 51. Again, all classifications.
That's insane.
It's top 50 guys in the entire state, out of 351.
351 schools, and in the passing leader category only, Northeast Kansas, guys, we've got four of the top 50 in the state. That's impressive. That's, again, that's only through 4 weeks. It did not include tonight's games. On the rushing side, Nemaha Central, Carter Hike, a sophomore, 596 yards through four games. He ranks 15th in all classifications. Right behind him, Jackson Heights' is Drake Mellies, 577 yards as a sophomore through four games. He ranks 18th. Valley Heights' Carson Spoontz, senior, 498 yards through four games. He's ranked 36th in all classifications. Sebastian Colin Mendel, the senior, 411 yards through four games, averaging north of 100 yards per contest, ranks 54th in all classes. And the Royal Valley, Jackson Stevens, a junior, 407 yards through four games. He ranks 57th in all classes. So once again, you got five of the top 57 best running backs in the state of Kansas of all classifications here in Northeast Kansas.
I'm going to throw this in here, too. The top two, number 15, number 18, two top 20 guys in the entire state, all classifications, are sophomores.
Whew.
Carter Hike, sophomore. Drake Melly, sophomore. These guys are having heck of a
And both play the quarterback position.
Quarterback position, that's right. Incredibly impressive. Now, on to receiving. We've got several guys as well, again, throughout the entire state. Frankfort, Carter Olson, he's a junior. He's got 373 receiving yards.
Hey, you want to give me a Wildcat?
Rawr. That was real quick. And there's a reference there that maybe we'll talk about another time to that.
Go ahead.
The growl. If you ever go to a Holton Wildcat game, there's a growl after Holton scores.
Be ready for it.
I don't know if I can duplicate it, but I don't know. Maybe that was close. So Frankfort, Carter Olson, Jr., 373 yards, again, through four games. He ranks number 22 in the state. From Oskaloosa, Trenton Van Houten, Jr., 298 yards, ranked number 44 in the entire state. From Atchison, Jeter Purdy, he has 287 yards, ranked number 49. Coming in at number 64 from Mar Hill, Mount Academy, Thomas Boos, a senior. He's got 261 yards. And rounding out our last five that we've got in this area from Atchison, J.Z. Kelly, he is a junior, 254 receiving yards. He's number 68. So, again, We've got five guys on the receiving side. Here's what's impressive. We talked about the Phoenix and how crazy they're doing this season. Two receivers in the top 68 in the entire state.
And the quarterback.
From Atchison. And the quarterback's in the passing yard. Yep. So, a potent offense right now for Atchison.
High flying on the Phoenix, right? Is that a good one? No? Okay. All right, moving on to week number six. As we say so long to Captain Kurt Kilman here for the evening. Week six schedule, Bonds, there's a few different key matchups for us next week, and we'll kind of go into why they are important to us. Then we'll go into our full schedule, looking a little bit about some college and some professional, what's going on there. But I think the number one game that I can look at right now on this piece of paper comes in 8-man Division II as Axel travels to Hanover next week. It's a big-time district game. The Eagles put their 31-game winning streak on the line, and the rivalry of Axel and Hanover maybe reaches a new height this next week.
Yeah, that's a big-time game. It really is. Axel, we've talked about them repeatedly. This team is really, really good. They just don't ever miss a beat. I mean, they're just on fire right now. But Hanover, they come in with three in a row. They're feeling real good. They're playing good football. That's good. That's going to be a big game. And here's the thing. If Hanover wants to really make a statement, if they want to really say, hey, we're for real, we're here, they've got to knock off Axel. I shouldn't say they have to, but that would be a big-time statement for them.
I mean, if you're going to make a statement, that would shock the entire state because, again, Axel has lost 31 straight games. I don't care how good, one team is compared to the other. Stuff that happens of that kind of caliber, it's going to shock anybody.
Well, we talked about that earlier tonight on the way to the game. We haven't seen this season any big-time upsets.
Right.
There's been teams that we've looked at and said, okay, they should probably win this game. They're the favorite. This game, if you look at it, how massive of an upset would that be?
Oh, it would be huge. It would absolutely be huge. Another big-time key matchup next week will be against Jackson Heights trying to come off of a loss, taking on Troy at home, and the Trojans, a massive win tonight against Mar Hill Mounts Academy. Jackson Heights, with that loss tonight, now slides down into district with their first loss of the season. Troy, they're trying to find a way to get that win, and now you're starting to look at these things a little bit different when you're looking at that district, because if Troy is able to knock off Jackson Heights Cobras next week at Jackson Heights, Troy now propels themselves from almost, well, I guess they've been fourth, all the way to second in that district.
Yeah, it's huge, and that's the district. That's why it's so intriguing. Here's my take. Jackson Heights, they might be reeling a little bit tonight after, I think, when they thought, we're going to go to Centralia, this is going to be just a knockdown, drag-out fight, and it just didn't turn out that way. They just didn't get it done tonight. So they've got a lot of motivation playing Troy at home.
Yeah.
But also, maybe that doubt's in their mind. You never know. And that's why we say, that's why you play the game. Troy is hungry. They need to find a way to get one win, that first district win. So this could be a big one.
And when you play the game, do you play to win?
You always play to win.
Come on, Herm Edwards. You play to win, the game. All right. And then our final matchup that has the potential for some district implications is the Battle of Atchison County, ACCHS, and Mar Hill Mounts Academy, the Ravens. Can they bounce back from a loss tonight against Troy to try and pick up that first district win? Well, ACCHS, they got their first district win tonight against Pleasant Ridge and really kind of shook up that district a little bit. And so can ACCHS get their second straight district win and get them in the top tier of that district with the likes of Silver Lake and the likes of Rossville? Or can Mar Hill Mounts Academy get that first win? Because we were talking about our state leaders across the state in our area. Mar Hill Mounts Academy, they've got a couple guys on that. With Luke Sieber at quarterback and Thomas Boos at receiver. So they've got some capability. That's why I think that's a big-time game, because at this point, a win from Mar Hill Mounts Academy would, again, shake up that district once again.
It absolutely would. I mean, if they could find a way to get a win, they would kind of, like you said, I mean, they'd almost flip-flop positions, and now all of a sudden Atchison County is down towards the bottom of that district, and now you're fighting for that last district spot. So, and when I look at this, I think ACCHS, they're a good football team. We saw them very first game of the season. They've got the tools still to sit at the top of this district, but Marhill Mountain Academy, they're going to play that underdog role. Maybe they go in and knock them off, and anything's possible.
Anything's possible. That's why you play the game. All right, regular week six schedule. You got Hiawatha at Rock Creek. The Red Hawks trying to pick up that first win. The non-district game between Holton and Rossville could be a big-time game for both teams. Holton trying to maintain that winning streak. Rossville trying to play spoiler, get some revenge from a year ago. Jeff West at Perry LeCompton. Perry and Jeff West both sitting at the bottom of that district, and the winner of that game will move up and be in a better position to make it to the postseason. Riverside at Sabetha in a non-district Big 7 league matchup, and then Roll Valley takes on Hayden in the Big 7 league as well. ACCHS Morehouse Mountain Academy, we've talked about that one. Horton at Riley County. Again, Horton trying to get that first win of the year in a tough, tough district for them. Jackson Heights and Troy, we talked about the ramifications of that one. JCN St. Mary's is starting to heat up a little bit, Boz, because St. Mary's recently has come to life in district play. So JCN St. Mary's is a big-time matchup next week. McLeod at Valley Falls, the Bulldogs bounce back. Get a big win tonight. They take on the Dragons in Valley. Oski travels to Mission Valley. And Pleasant Ridge tries to bounce back after a loss to ACCHS tonight. And they take on Silver Lake. What's going on in the Twin Valley next week?
Twin Valley League, we already talked about it. Axel at Hanover, that's a big-time game. Blue Valley versus Frankfurt. I think Frankfurt should be able to take care of business in that one. Clifton Clyde at El Saline. That's going to be a key one as well for Clifton Clyde. They have had a really good season so far, sitting at 4-1, but El Saline, not a team to be toyed with, so
no.
That's going to be a big one. Clifton Clyde has to go to Salina for that one. D West at Lynn, Centralia versus Garden Plain. That's an interesting one, too.
Yeah.
They got to travel, Centralia's at home, but Garden Plain, traditional power. I mean, they've got really good football teams. That's going to be one where Centralia's got to stay focused, take care of business next Friday night. Onega versus Christian Prep, Troy, Jackson Heights, we talked about that one. Valley Heights against Marysville, that's another.
You want to know that's even bigger than maybe just looks like on the schedule? You got former coach Tony Trimble from Valley Heights now coaching in Marysville, taking on his former team in non-district, and that's a complete, that's different classification
between
those two. Not even league game, but Marysville and Valley Heights, I am so intrigued by that game.
Yeah, that one, we've got to keep an eye on that one. And then last, we got Washington County is at Lincoln.
All right, that's our week six high school matchups for next week. Again, MSCSports.net, your number one site for you to track all your team standings, what's going on, schedules, where we're going to be at broadcasting next week. In the college realm, Spazzy, we had some good time games last week, local college aspect of things, especially the local areas as BC continues to roll.
Yeah, Benedictine. I mean, they're playing some good football. They're ranked number 22 right now. They play William Penn. So last week, Benedictine, they got the win over Culver Stockton, 60-7, putting a ton of points on the board. They're 3-2 overall. They outgained Culver Stockton 517-115.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'll say it again, 517-115. I'm not joking. Benedictine, the offense, absolutely rolling. The team is averaging 467 yards of offense.
Yassi.
They've got 181 on the ground, 286 through the air.
Let's go.
They're averaging close to 50 points a game. They're right at 47.4. Defense, impressive as well. They're only allowing 339 offensive yards per game and only 21 points per game.
Dang.
Benedictine they're starting to figure this out. They're making a climb up the rankings. So they've got William Penn. William Penn is 2-2 overall. They beat Central Methodist last week, 35-17. Statistically, these teams are very similar. They're averaging William Penn 412 yards of offense, 134 rushing, 278 passing. They're just not putting the points on the board. They're scoring 22 a game. Defense gives up 308 yards per game. So Benedictine, I think they've got the advantage on here with how well their offense is playing.
Offense is rolling. You can catch that BC game tomorrow at 4:45 on KAIR. Benedictine taking on William Penn, hitting the road. Again, 4:45 on 93.7 KAIR. Tom Couch has the call for you on that. Peru State taking on Missouri Valley, and Peru State kind of getting on the winning track themselves, right?
Got their first win of the season last week. They beat Missouri Baptist 43-32. So, yeah, they're sitting 1-4 overall. Here's the tough part. If you're a Peru State fan, they're facing a Missouri Valley team that is 3-1 overall. However, they did lose last week. Now, I don't know if you can really count this one as a tough loss. They lost to the number two ranked team, Grandview.
Yeah.
Number two in the nation,
Powerhouse.
They lost 70-7. So two ways to think about that. They're reeling because they just got whipped, or they're not real happy about it, and they're coming to Peru State to get after them.
Better Bobcats better be ready for Missouri Valley tomorrow. And then Highland Community College taking on Gordon's Sports Academy. Highland, a big win last week.
Yeah, they took on Garden City Community College. And here's the thing. Garden City, or excuse me, Highland, they're 2-3. Let me back up a little bit. Highland, they are 2-3. They did get the win last week against Garden City. Now, this is interesting. Garden City, Highland beat Garden City 3-0. 3-0.
Hey, we talked about that. Do you want points? Do you want defense?
Well,
we want points, but this game, they were like, okay, you know. But
that was the first shutout in program history for Highland.
Scotty's.
Crazy deal. They win the game 3-0. Garden City's a team that knocked off Butler County.
Yeah.
Perennial power in junior college football. They knocked them off. Garden City's kind of been up and down since, but big win for Highland. They've got Gordon's Sports Academy next tomorrow.
All right, that's tomorrow, and then we're going to the Division One side of it, and we've got Seth over at the production studio waving his weed and dancing and whatever you Jayhawkers do. Go ahead, Boz. What do you got tomorrow?
Come on, let's go. So last week, KU, they beat BYU, and we talked about that.
We did.
It was going to be.
I mean, they're not the Utes, but they're their fan base.
Okay. Be quiet for a second. Let me talk about KU. So everyone said, hey, KU, they got a test against BYU. Can they get that win? They did. 38-27. They're ranked number 24 after moving to 4-0. Here's the thing I like about KU right
now.
Can
I stop you real quick?
No, I said just real quick.
Okay. KU was behind in the polls of Kansas State.
Yeah.
They both win at home. K-State wins by a larger margin against a tougher opponent. KU jumps them in the polls. I just want to throw that out there.
They do have a loss, so that's what happens. You lose, you drop.
Right, but the polls, even after the loss, they'll have K-State ahead of KU when they were.
You can talk about K-State here in a minute.
When they were 2-1. I'm just saying. I don't look at the AP rankings. I think they're trash until they put K-State ahead of KU.
Exactly. Then it's all look at K-State's at. No, here's the thing, though. KU, their offense, I mean, they are really putting up some numbers. They're averaging 463 yards per game, and they're balanced. That's what's unusual.
Very much.
You know, Jalen Daniels is a heck of a quarterback, and a lot of the, you know, they're running Devin Neal. I mean, the rushing yards typically are really, really good, but right now they're pretty balanced. 217 on the ground, 245 through the air.
Yep.
Defense, last year I think that was a question mark a little bit. They needed to improve. This year, defense has given up 296 per game to the opponent, and they're allowing 23 points per game. Now, your season prediction still online, 8-4 for KU.
9-4 with a bowl win.
With a bowl win, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. KU, they have to go to Texas. Number 3 ranked Texas. Put the horns down.
Hook them.
Jake's got the horns up. We don't want to see that.
Hook them.
So, Texas, here's what's crazy. You look at statistically, KU and Texas, pretty similar.
Yeah.
Offense for KU, 463 per game. Texas, 432 per game. They're averaging 35 points a game, Texas is. KU, they are averaging, I don't even know what, I didn't even write that down, so I'm not even sure what their points are, but I'd say 35 or somewhere around there. The defense, Texas is allowing 298 yards per game, but here's the big difference. They're only giving up 12.5 points per game. So even though the offensive statistics look good, and you know Texas might be giving up a bunch of yards, they're not letting teams score. Now, the one thing that I like, KU, they've had some success against Texas the past several years. They've got a couple wins.
Well, hold on. How many years back are you going?
I don't know, like 4?
No. KU has won 1 in the last 4. Dating back to 2016, KU won in 2016. Then Texas won 3 straight. KU upsets them in Austin
in
2021. Yep. But then Texas got back last year. I just wanted to make sure I made that point that since 1996, KU's beaten Texas twice.
I'm going to say twice. Texas, let's go number 3 tomorrow.
Okay.
Beat them 3 times.
You think so?
We're going to get an upset.
We're looking
in
for
Austin. In Austin. Let's go.
Whew. All right. Last time that happened was in 2021, a 57-56, and Jared Casey got every NIL deal possible after that game.
Yeah.
Saw him all over TV after that. All right. Let's go down to Nebraska versus Michigan. Nebraska moved to 2-2 with a win over La Tech last week. They've now won a couple games in a row, and they're taking on Michigan.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Michigan, they've been rolling.
Big blue.
Michigan is...
they got their coach back, too.
They're not the number two ranked team in the nation for no reason.
No, the AP rankings don't mean much.
But here's the thing. They're giving up 5 points a game. Michigan. Tell me how Nebraska gets a win against Michigan.
I don't think they do. I mean, I'm just saying it's one of those things you got to try and keep it within a, you know, a few four touchdowns.
Keep the game close early. See what happens.
Yeah. And then Kansas State, they got a bye week this week. Got back on the winning track last week against UCF, 3-1. They'll take on Oklahoma State. The Pokes on a Friday night, next Friday, will be K-State at Oklahoma State. A different night for that. I'm sticking with my prediction of the season, 10-2. Catch a 3-1. DJ Giddens ran the heck out of the football last week. More than 200 yards, 4 touchdowns. You know who did not do that in their amazing career at Kansas State? He never had 4 touchdowns in a football game rushing before. And so that's a pretty big thing for DJ Kins to be a part of. Will Howard is still a little bit banked up, still looked really good for the Cats. They'll look to continue with the winning streak in the Big 12. But if you look at the Big 12 standings right now, you know who's on top of it?
I don't even know.
KU.
Yes.
Let's go. You should know that. As big of a hawker as you are.
I just know, hey, we have not lost yet.
All right. So, the Jayhawks sit top of the Big 12 right now. And, sorry, you got a text. And Seth over in the production studio informed me that K-State has not beaten Texas since 2016.
Hey, there you go.
Right. Keep waving the weed over there. We'll talk next week.
Jake wants to pull his phone out and start looking.
I'm just saying. I mean, we're all about getting right information. I appreciate that. That's good radio. Appreciate that. Yep, I can take it as much as I can give it. All right. Now let's go to the pros, the Chiefs. Boy, did they look good last Sunday against the Bears. I mean, it forced even Taylor Swift to show up. You know, country music star Taylor Swift, and I'm about sick and tired of hearing all about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, but I tell you what, taking the headlines and selling a lot of tickets, I guarantee the Swifties out there are going to start attending more Chiefs games.
Yeah, the Travis Kelce jersey sales went up, what was it,
100%
or something? I mean, it was a ridiculous
deal. People that have never been to a football game in their life, never watched one, they started watching last week, and they'll start watching this week.
Here's, you know, when you talk about the Chiefs, I think last week it was against the Chicago Bears team that was not very good. But here's the thing. I think the Chiefs, they looked like the team that we know they can be. I mean, they did whatever they want. They get the 41-10 win. I think they're kind of getting back on track.
Yeah.
There's a couple games that just looked off. And I think getting that win against Chicago is going to propel them. They play the Jets next week.
The hapless Jets.
Yeah, just a struggling team. So the Jets are, that should be another game where Kansas City they kind of just figure things out and just keep right on moving.
Sunday Night Football for that game. You can listen to that game on 92.1 KMZA as well as Sunday 101, KCNC out of Falls City for that one. Then the Baltimore Ravens, my gosh, you didn't even give me any stats on this thing. Why not?
I didn't.
Well, but
hey,
here's what you should love.
I took off the blah part, and I did put who they were playing.
The only reason why we talk Ravens every week is just to remind you folks that when you come and try to find Bob and I at games, it's because I'm wearing Ravens gear, he's wearing North Dakota Fighting Hawks gear, and the Ravens 2-1 drop a game at home against the Indianapolis Colts, and they look to bounce back against Jared Sleppy's Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
I'm going to have a little side action going there with old Slepp about that ball game, Ravens at the Browns. Well, again, we've got week 5 in the books. We are going to be looking forward to week number 6, as it will be a big-time week of big-time matchups with district implications on the line. Boss, what are you most excited about as we close out week number 5?
I don't know that I'm excited about it, but can you believe how fast this season is going by? I mean, we're approaching week 6 next week. We're getting right into the middle of district play. It's, it just goes by so fast. But love this time of year and all the good things happening with high school football.
High school football on your dial next week as well. Go to msdsports.net. Check out all the information of what's going on in our area for local teams. Your number one source for all local sports information, msdsports.net. For Seth, for Kirk, Ray, for Buzz, I'm Jake. Thanks for hanging out with us again tonight. We'll do it again next week here on the MSD Sports Radio Network. You've been listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Good night.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Rucker Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communication, Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Hyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelzley, Blue Valley Technology, by Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystem. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.